If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. We have a treat for you today. I'm super, super excited. Our topic for today is how to heal for real. And we have special guests, Ashana Jones and David O'Brien, with us today. In case you're new to our show, this is a show all about talking to people who they themselves have experienced something different. They've created something different than ever before, and they're choosing to create a different future. And then we also provide tools on how to do that for yourself. So we have guests such as Ashana Jones and David O'Brien every couple of weeks. This is going to be awesome. And then for me, if you're new to learning and speaking with me, I am a family and child coach. I am a body relationship coach, and I'm the creator of a little body process that invites you to have more exuberant living and joy in your life. And we want to make sure that you can connect with us at any given moment. We have some really great, great events coming up. We have awakening classes, which is where you get to learn this body process. One is in January, one is in June of 2023, so right around the corner now. We have a new Being a Different Possibility group for people who would like to have support with their children, with their families, including those that work with children and families. And we have our Expansive Energies group, which is a group that meets twice a month for 45 minutes to get group sessions of self-care from all these different modalities and energies, many of which we've been exploring on our show, and we'll continue to talk about them over the course of our show. Now, I want to make sure to introduce you to our guest today. We have David O'Brien. I'm going to read his little bio here. Hailing from Quebec, Canada, David had been studying personal development for years until his first experience with iboga in 2017. The experience helped cure his PTSD, a result of his time as a Canadian soldier in Afghanistan, healed his herniated disc, depression, and marijuana addiction. His experience with iboga was so extraordinary, he knew right away this was how he wanted to help others find their healing. He went to the jungles of Gabon in Africa and graduated from his iboga provider training under Mugende Mekala, and I'm sure they're going to correct my pronunciation on that. And now, as a Ninganga fully initiated into the Misoka tribe, his passion is to share the traditional Bwiti iboga experience. These are all things that are going to help me pronounce better. And then Ashana and I have known each other for years, and she's connected me with David. I can't wait to speak with her some more, and for y'all that love her maybe as much as I love her. It might be hard because I love her so much. And she was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Ashana was the first African-American initiated into the Misoka Bwiti tradition. She went through the rites of passage and was trained by Mugende Mekala, a 10th century Bwiti high shaman, to be a Misoka Bwiti Mobondi, which is a healer, the word for healer. And after trying ayahuasca, magic mushrooms, MDMA, and many other healing modalities, none of which did the job, she discovered iboga. And after a single session, it proved to be one thing that provided the deepest healing possible. Iboga freed her from depression, self-hate, and addiction. This experience completely changed her life. After her first experience with iboga, she knew she had found what she had been looking for: her tradition, her tribe, and her life's work. Now, together, this dynamic duo, they met at the Mugende village in Gabon, Africa. Their shared love and respect for iboga and the Bwiti tradition, as well as a powerful spiritual match, connected them. They founded Iboga Works and have been providing iboga together ever since. Today, they share the Bwiti teachings globally and enjoy witnessing the life-changing transformation and healing iboga provides. Now, Today's discussion is going to be a unique experience. I'm really excited for y'all to get to know them. I'd love to know, what have you heard about Iboga? Thousands of people have overcome recurring depression, let go of crippling anxiety, moved past traumatic childhoods, ended fear, phobia, self-hate, self-sabotage, and have gone on to heal aspects of themselves they didn't think they ever could. Powerful stuff. So what if we could live with peace of mind and happiness in your heart, no matter what has happened to you? What if we could all have more of that as a part of our lives? So we're going to be talking about David and Ashana's experience. And after searching for upwards of 3 decades for true and lasting healing, Ashana from Brooklyn and David from Quebec, two completely different individuals, as different as black and white, have found themselves in the jungles of Africa in a tiny village with no running water. A village full of happy, healthy humans where for centuries, the indigenous people had been working with a sacred healing plant named Iboga. They will talk about their experiences as they share how they found the path to true and lasting healing and with the Iboga and with the Bwiti tradition under the tutelage of the 10th century high shaman in the jungles of Gabon, and what is possible for those who choose the benefits of this nurturing medicine. Welcome, 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 Ashana and David. First off, wow. I mean, I've gotten little tidbits here and there because I've been keeping track of Ashana. I got to know where in the world she is at any given moment. And she does the same for me. We've known each other for years. And so, Ashana, you know how much I love you. And now I'm obsessed with David. I'm like already like, what is the deal? So I cannot wait for y'all to know each other and know the two of them. Now, I'd like to acknowledge Ashana. How long have we known each other now? Like,
jeez,
5 years, maybe?
Wrong. At least. At least.
And that's this reality's time. It feels like way longer than that.
Yeah.
So how did y'all meet each other? This roundabout, you're coming from different countries. How did all of this come together? And then what's been created so far?
Well, we met in Africa, but our journey started way before then. You did a great job introducing us. So thank you very much for that. That was beautiful. When I was 18, I joined the army and I did a tour in Afghanistan, and coming out of there, I had a big bout of PTSD, but even then I didn't really know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I carried that for a while. And when I finished film school, 6 years later, I had a huge bout of depression that came back. And I told myself, and I couldn't even do my job anymore, so I had to quit the industry. I went back home and I decided, well, I need to figure this stuff out, because if this is living, it's not worth it. So
now when you say the industry, what are you referring to? You're quitting the industry?
So I was working in the film industry in Vancouver after doing a film degree. And that was my passion at the time, but I didn't find any fulfillment. So I need to figure that puzzle out before I did anything else. I need to find my happiness again.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I know that a lot of our listeners can resonate with that as well. And we've talked a little bit about how trauma can show up on our show in different episodes. You mentioned that you had PTSD before, and that can show up in so many different ways. What were some of the signs and symptoms that led you to be like, hey, this isn't actually how I want to be feeling, how I should be feeling, that led you to identify that as PTSD and then get you on the path to discover Iboga?
Well, because of my military experience, part of it was just I couldn't sit still. Being in traffic with people around me, I got very high adrenaline. I got very aggressive. I was, when something needed to be done, I was on the mission, I was all in. And then when that was over and I had nothing to do, I felt empty. It was highs and lows all the time. And that was really exhausting me.
Wow. Yeah. So that actually sounds like some of the other symptoms. Like when I think of my work with people with ADD, ADHD, that restlessness doesn't always have to be PTSD, but I suspect that Iboga can be beneficial for those people as well. They have this restlessness, this searcher within them that is looking for some more fulfillment, like you mentioned. Cool.
Yeah, and I got diagnosed with ADHD as a young man too, so got that on top of that.
Okay, great, great. Well, you see, I knew I loved you for a reason. Okay.
So
how did this get together, Ashana, and connect with you?
So like he said, it started way before we met each other. The medicine is actually what I have to thank. The tradition and the medicine brought us together. You already know I have like the roughest upbringing, not anything against my parents. My parents were actually wonderful. But I was abused by someone outside of the family at a very young age. I was a rebellious and angry teenager. I was a bitter and angry woman. I raised my kids fully depressed. I was depressed. I used to be holed up in my room. I had addiction to marijuana and sex, and I didn't know anything but that. I didn't know anything but that until my eyes were open to the Creator. And when I started to have visions, they were like little love nuggets that led me where I needed to go when I needed to go there. And every time I picked up one of those little love nuggets, a whole new world opened up to me. So I began to see that I could be better and life could be better. So the first nugget was the church. The second nugget was like Reiki and access consciousness. The third nugget was like plant medicine, you know. So every little nugget led to a better version of me, like a higher vibration version of me. And through those improvements, I felt better. My life opened up differently, but I still had crap in there. You know, people would see me smiling where I used to never smile before. And it's like, wow, what'd you do? And I'm like, I did this, this, and this. But I didn't share the part where I still felt all that crap in there. And I knew I hadn't gotten what I was looking for. Trying to narrow like 20 years down into 10 minutes here.
No worries. And maybe you'll just have to come back again. It's all good.
I say yes, yes. So with all of the plant medicines I tried and all of with religion, spirituality, energy work, everything that I had tried, the crap was still in there. It was really deep and I couldn't quite get to it. Iboga actually is what got to it. And it was for the first time, like I knew that I'm here on earth to be a healer. I was doing massage therapy and energy work. And I knew that work that I love to do is why I'm here. And I knew that I wanted to help people and heal people. I knew that was the deepest desire of my heart. So I used everything that had helped me. And then Iboga completely transformed my life. Like when I say it knocked all of the crack and all of the crap in all of the crevices.
Cracks and crannies, yeah, yeah. It's all, there's cracks in there too. They got to get in there somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. It just went deep and got everything. And the shift in my life, like a year before I went to Africa, I was in a class, a womb healing intensive with Tema Aziza Serwa from the Womb Sauna. And it was a great class. Second day, she was like, you come back with who we'll address you as. It's who you would be if money and time wasn't an issue. If there was nothing holding you back, who would you be? And I said, I'd be Oyeshina, the globetrotting healer. That's, you know, I wanted to travel all over the globe and just be healing people, you know, helping people find their healing, actually. So when I get to Africa and I get this deep, deep healing with Iboga, my life just started to open up in ways that I never imagined possible. Like I knew I wanted to be a globetrotting healer, but while I was there, after the deep healing, I started getting invited to go work in Mexico and go work in Germany and go work in, you know, all the Portugal, you know, so I was like, wow, this is what I've always wanted. And it just came to me. So you asked how David and I got together.
And I think we should wait until the next break because our break is coming up. So after this next break, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about how these two lovely people met. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, myself Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss how to heal for real with Ashana Jones and David O'Brien. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspire Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspirechoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today, our show topic is how to heal for real with Iboga. And we have our special guests, Ashana Jones and David O'Brien. And before we went on break, we were talking about how they were in completely different parts of the world. We have Canada, we have the United States, we have completely different experiences going on. And we're about to talk about how these two got connected through Iboga, even before they actually met, how Iboga was already working to connect them and bring them together and create so many new possibilities for them. And so I'm really, really curious, like, go ahead. You were about to say something, we had to get on break. This is how the show works, but yeah, go ahead. I'd love to know more.
So I was in the village for 3 months. I graduated provider training, and then I started working these healing retreats in the village in Africa. Right before I left the village, the last group of people to come through, the last group I would work with in the village for that year, David was one of them. And I was just drawn to him. And it was odd because I had never experienced that before. Like, it was different than any other time I've been connected with anybody. And it kind of threw me off a little bit. So I went and I asked Muganda about it. I was like, hey, can we have a one-on-one? And I was told to wait until after the welcome ceremony. So, David.
So I get to the village, and mind you, it's been 5 years since my last Iboga experience. And the reason I went to Iboga was because, I wanted to get to the bottom of my unhappiness. And I tried, getting a life coach, doing the Tony Robbins event where you walk on fire, doing ayahuasca, all these different modalities. And, I get a high, but then I get home and it's not quite connecting until I tried Iboga. And there I got like no wasted time, straight up told me what I was doing to myself and showed me how to get better. And in 1 week, I got like 20 years of therapy. So I was focused on getting to Africa. 5 years later, I get there and, I'm really committed to the experience. I'm really excited. But I do notice this one person was like, there's something quite special about her.
So all of this time I've been working the ceremonies as a provider, but David's first ceremony, Muganda had me lay down and take the medicine along with the guests that were there. And I was like, okay, I'm in training. He must see something.
And that's the thing. So I think that would be a good place to kind of describe what all a training and a session is. Like you're saying you're taking the medicine, but what do you mean by that exactly?
So the way the sessions look in Africa is different than how it looks when we do it outside of the village. There's a specific, way that goes, and we'll break that down. We'll break that down in a minute.
But let's bookmark that, everyone. So let's make sure that in case you're wondering, like I am, what does this actually entail and look like? We will definitely, you will not leave today without knowing what that looks like. Okay, cool.
Okay. So during that first ceremony, when David was laying on the mat beside me, how that happened, I don't know. One of the things, and they might have to do this in editing, but one of the things that happens is you purge. And the sound of him purging launched me further. Like, you know, there is a spirit world and a physical world. The sound of him purging launched me further than I have ever been, for longer than I had ever been. Like, that whole night and all the next day, I was like seeing spirit and communing with the creator, you know, and that had never happened before. So I went and I told the shaman about that too. And he didn't really say much. He didn't give me anything. He was like, you know, we'll talk after the welcome ceremony. And the next morning, David comes out of his room and I'm doing aftercare, which is means we're taking care of the guest after having a night of ceremony. And oh, that was the next ceremony that happened in it.
So that, me going to the village, you know, Iboga, just to give people an idea of what it is, you know, it's the bark of a root that you eat, and it has healing properties. It can heal you emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I went there for that healing. And part of the healing that I went through was for marijuana addiction. That's how I used to. That's what I used to cope with everything that was going on inside of me. But and I knew that it wasn't going to last long. Like even then, like I could smoke 4 or 5 joints a day and still it wouldn't appease me.
Well, and I think that a lot of people can get that because there's more and more people using marijuana and they're realizing that it does help in some ways, but then it might not be getting to the core root causes of what you're trying to address. And it may be a bit of a band-aid depending on what it's being used for. So I think that that's definitely something important to mention. Now you're saying that with this, it's the bark of a tree. Now, do you chew the bark? Is it a tea that's made from it? Are you drinking this? What does that entail?
So that it's typically the grounded up. So you got like a kind of a powder in your hand and you take it in your mouth and you swallow some water and that's it. You know, sometimes we make a tea out of it, depending on the situation. But this is part of why I love this tradition and this healing modality. It's simple. There's no, like, to do the ayahuasca, that was a month-long dieta, like, to go to where I wanted to go. And this is like, no, just come as you are. There's no special diet. You don't have to not eat meat for 2 weeks or anything. Just come here, take it. We're going to get to the root of what's bothering you, and we're going to heal it.
I love that. And it sounds like there's a couple of things that really resonated with me. Before the break, when Ashana was talking, it seemed like there was almost this imposter syndrome coming up for you, Ashana, as you were like playing with these other modalities. You were a massage therapist, you were doing all these things, and yet you realized that you hadn't gotten exactly where you wanted to go so you could truly embody and be congruent with what you were inviting people to. And then with Iboga, do you feel like you finally got to a place where you are actually able to invite people to something that because you're there already? Or are you still on this journey of continuing to discover more of you?
So I was really, really good at everything I had done up until this point. I just knew within myself that I wasn't at 110% and I really wanted to be at 110%. I knew that it was possible or I wouldn't have been craving it. So now that I've experienced this transformative healing, I see the difference. And within the tradition, they teach us that if we are helping people, it's like they're an empty bucket. And David, you shared that so beautifully.
So after one of my cleansing ceremonies, Muganda taught me what a provider was, like our job. You know, there's 3 buckets. There's the client, there's the medicine, the Iboga, and there's us. Our job is to take the medicine and pour it in our client's buckets. Mm-hmm. We take the medicine, we pour it in our bucket, and then we can bring it to people. We're really just a bridge for the medicine. The medicine's the doctor, we're the nurses.
We're a bridge between the medicine and the people that need it.
So show me, if there's shit in your bucket, you're going to put shit in your clients. So you need to be clean and clear to be a bridge.
Yeah. And it's also, it's kind of removing yourself from you being like the be all end all. You really are not, you really are facilitating this change instead of it's because of you. So then it actually empowers them to have their own relationship with the plant and with Iboga, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yes, that's what I was saying. That's the best way to describe the difference between what I was doing before and what I do now. Like how I function now is with that full, you know, there, the everything has been cleaned out. You know, not saying that life doesn't happen. I'm not perfect. Things still come up. I now have tools to deal with the things that come up.
Yeah,
we're not.
Well, and the other thing I really love that you said, I really want to highlight, because it's still like reverberating in my being from what you said, was this whole like, if I knew it was possible, otherwise I wouldn't have been seeking it. And I think that that resonates with a lot of people. Like there are a lot of givers, there are a lot of caregivers that listen to this show. There are a lot of teachers, there's doctors, there's healers, there's coaches and all these different things. And for a lot of us, we think that we might be tempted to judge ourselves as something is wrong with us if we're still seeking. It's like, no, you're seeking because you know something else is possible, and don't give up on that. So that was really beautiful. I just want to thank you for that. David, what else did you want to add to that?
Part of the healing culture that I've seen, dabbling into like being a health coach and this kind of stuff when I was still unhealed. And yeah, I had some of the imposter syndrome as well. It's a culture of life is a healing journey. You know, you're always healing, always healing. And this is what we learn, is that no, like if you get down and serious about it, you heal once for good. And then you go out and enjoy life. We didn't come here on this earth to heal all the time. Stuff happens to us when we're kids. We go through some stuff. We need to heal and then enjoy life. And then with this tradition, we then get the tools to deal with everything that comes up for us.
All the new possible things that can happen.
Yeah, like you mentioned.
You're still dealing with the past stuff as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you mentioned grief, there is a tool, there is a way that we deal with grief in this tradition. And it's really simple, and it allows for you to feel everything that's coming up for you. It allows for you to express everything. It allows for you to honor the life that was lost, and it encourages you to enjoy the rest of your life. You're still
so
here.
Just for our listeners to know, so before we got onto the show, we're chatting a little bit. And I was speaking with David and Ashana about our next show and how we are going to be doing an episode called Honoring Those Who Have Passed. And I would love, love, love to include this information. And so this is really setting the stage for what we're going to be talking about then. And that episode is going to be dedicated to anyone that you know who has passed, anyone that you've transitioned, including ourselves, when we're moving past our, let's say bye to some aspects of our past selves, kind of like what David and Ashana have been dealing with, and I certainly have. I've certainly been like, bye, I don't need that anymore. We're also going to be acknowledging and honoring that in different ways. And it sounds like Iboga is a wonderful way to do that, and to do that in a way that is fully integrated. And not that you have to keep revisiting it over and over again. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to take our second break now. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to talk some more. So you are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cities and with myself, Cities, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss how to heal for real with Iboga and with our special guests, Ashana Jones and David O'Brien. We will be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Sirius. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Sirius through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com, or send an email to EmpoweringLightLanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Siris Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Siris. And today our show topic is how to heal for real. And we have our special guests, Ashana Jones and David O'Brien. Before we went on break, we were starting to talk about Iboga and some of the benefits of it, what it can create, what their personal journeys are with it and have been so far, and how this concept of that we don't actually have to keep healing over and over and over again, that it can be like a one and done, and then you just have these powerful, deep tools that you can use to deal with anything new that comes up, but you're not having to revisit the past traumas, the past grief over and over again. So fascinating, really counter to what many of us have been told about the healing journey. So it's just rolling through my own being. We have some comments in the chat from the audience too, like people feel like crying because it really is like we've been told as teachers, as educators, as healers, as givers, that we have to keep doing this, like peeling the onion and peeling the onion and peeling the onion. It's like, well, let's obliterate the onion. I don't want to cry anymore. I don't want to keep doing this. Let's be done. So thank you for being the invitation to that. If you haven't already done so, and you're listening to our show and you're watching our show, make sure to subscribe on any of the platforms that you're checking us out in. We're in 450 platforms, including any smart TV. You can find us using the ICN app, which is the Inspired Choices app on any phone or smart TV device. And if you're listening to us to any of the podcast platforms, make sure to subscribe so that you're notified about our future episodes. And share this episode with anyone that you think would benefit from actually having a heal for real, like I'm done with this, I don't need to keep messing with this anymore. Like super powerful, super powerful. So I'm curious, given what you've seen, you mentioned grief, we started touching upon that and how we're gonna have our next episode is about honoring those who have passed. What have you noticed as specific examples of people who've come to you, maybe you yourself personally, who was dealing with grief, and how did Iboga and this tradition address that?
So we've had the opportunity of seeing people that dealt with it according to the tradition and people that are within the tradition that did not. And it makes a world of difference. So one gentleman that lost a loved one just stayed with it. And he kept talking about it and talking it. And I understand that there are stages and it's okay to talk about it, but he kept himself in that space of grief for months. Like I'm talking.
Some people do it for years. So, okay.
Yeah. But then this other gentleman, I watched him lose several loved ones and he grieved. But he did it according to the tools that were given in the tradition. He expressed his grief. He went and spent time, you know, feeling everything that came up for him. He honored the life. He ended on everything that he loved and appreciated about the person that he lost. And he acknowledged that they would want him to enjoy the rest of his life, not to be buried with them, not to bury himself in the grief of them. And we watched this man come right back to his full self. It wasn't a hollow version of himself. He was doing what we're taught in the tradition to enjoy and live life and appreciate it every day that we have it.
Now, I'm curious, you know, you said that when you do this tradition and use the tools, you feel everything that you may be avoiding feeling. How do you address it if somebody doesn't want to feel everything? That's exactly what they're doing. Like, you know, I'm not sure if this was what was going on with you all when you were having your marijuana addiction, but I can definitely think of many friends, many loved ones who that's exactly why they're using different drugs and different mind altering things is because they don't want to feel. So what's the benefit of actually using this tradition and feeling everything when it comes to this healing journey?
Well, one thing that happens is that you can't run away from your feelings. Like, they're right here. They're always with you. So whether you have a choice, either you're going to feel them, let them through you, or you're going to stuff them down. What happens when you do that is that you compress them, and they just ferment there, and they poison you. They end up being bigger than they actually are. They end up changing. Like, for myself, smoking all that marijuana, I was pushing something down. And when I went to the village, and I had my healing experience where, first off, it cleaned me up physically, where I purged 4 times. It was light brown, light brown, light brown, and then black. And that was all the tar from all the stuff I was smoking. Mm-hmm. And then it helped me understand why I was doing that to myself. Because when I was 16 years old, going to high school, I didn't have a lot of friends. And the first friends I made was through smoking weed. So I was like, oh, and I associated weed with connection. So later on, when I wanted connection, well, I went to smoke weed. And after that joint, well, it gave me a little hit, but it didn't fulfill me. Mm-hmm. And I was so smoked up that I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't see it. It was right in front of me. I couldn't see it. Just like, oh, smoke, instead of calling a friend or hanging out with someone I loved. Yeah.
Another thing is another tool that you get with this work is how to master your emotions. Don't let your emotions be in control of you. You are in control of your emotions. Same thing with your mind, how to master your mind. Don't let your mind be in control of you. You are in control of your mind. So as simple as they are, the tools that we get and share are really, really connected and easy. You know, it's not like you first climb Mount Everest and then when you get there, you know, it's just like, you know, it's broken down into palatable bite-sized pieces. So it's easy to apply to everyday life, including feeling your feelings and being in control of that.
Well, and I'm curious, it's funny that you bring up the climbing Mount Everest, because I was going to ask you if you have experience with people who have either physical disabilities or different like attentional difficulties, learning difficulties, and the benefits of that, since that's a lot of who also listens to the show are X-Men people, the people who learn and connect and communicate differently. And what examples do you have of how that has been helpful for that?
So Iboga does go in, and it's amazing for neuroplasticity. I tell a lot of the younger people that come through, if you're looking, I tell a lot of people, not just the younger people, I just tend to tell them a little more. If you're looking to learn or master something new, the next few months are going to be gold for you. Iboga does a lot for neuroplasticity. We had an older gentleman come through a healing ceremony. He was about to do a hip replacement. You were there for that, right?
Yeah. So part of the experience, the medicine goes inside of you and clears your mind up for you to be able to ask questions. It's part of what we call the spiritual discovery. And you can ask about anything and get an answer, but we help people focus on themselves. And he was scheduled to get a hip replacement and he really didn't want to do it. And I was talking to him. I said, well, what other surgeries you got? And he's like, like a wrist replacement. I had this and that. And I was like, how'd you feel afterwards? He's like, you know, worse. I am really scared about this hip replacement. So we're like, okay, well, ask the medicine about it. So he takes the medicine. He goes in his spiritual discovery. And then he asks about it. And he got a clear answer. He's like, oh, do I need the surgery? It's like, no. What do I need to do? And said, change this one little thing in your diet and you're going to be fine. And that man never got his hip replaced.
And we get pictures from him walking his dogs and, you know, like we get pictures, we get updates from a lot of our clients, but it's really heartwarming to see him out and about and enjoying life.
I love that. I love that. And so when you're saying that he got this information, this answer, we've talked about on the show, connecting with your body, connecting with consciousness and your awareness. But what are you referring to when you're saying that you're getting this information and he got a clear answer? What is he, who and or what is he asking for this information? And then, and what are some ways that this can show up that you can get these answers and these messages?
So I think this is a great time to break down what a session looks like and dive into that. So people typically spend 7 days with us for a full session. On the second day, we have our first ceremony, which is where we have a fire circle. We share the tools of the tradition and the teachings and what Wetti is, which is a traditional spiritual path. It's not a religion. It's not anything that you have to take with you for the rest of your life. It's a tool. The tools that we share around the fire, yes, apply them to your everyday life, but we're not going to call you for a collection plate next week or anything. So no, we sit around the fire and we share the teachings. And while we're doing that, the guests that are with us are taking the Iboga medicine, like David said, in the powdered form and swallowing some water afterwards. And after a while, they'll feel the medicine start to take effect. And then they go and they lie down. The first time, it's the deepest detox you'll ever get. It's a mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. It is the detox of all detoxes. And once you are all detoxed, then you can have a different experience with the same medicine. After that night, the guests then go into what we call magic day or recovery day. That's the third day of the seven. Then the fourth day is usually an activity, like we go to the beach and get in nature, go in the ocean and, you know, really, really recover. And then you go back the following day and have another ceremony. This time when you take the medicine, it's more, you've likely fully detoxed. If not, you may detox some more, but you have an opportunity to do what we call a spiritual journey. And it is a guided journey with us as your providers, yourself, and the medicine. Mm-hmm. So you are
all there. We got all the buckets.
Yeah. You are at that point able to connect with your soul and your ancestors. You can ask the medicine the truth about anything around you, living, anything, you know, like David once asked about conspiracy theories. You can ask the medicine anything and get the truth.
Okay. That's my question around that. So, and when you say you're asking the medicine, you can say it, ask it out loud. You can say it, ask in your head, because I'm even thinking of the people I work it with who are nonverbal speaking, but they could still benefit from this potentially.
So what I really love about this medicine is it's tangible answers. So people are laying down and they have their own experience. But as providers, we have one-on-ones with our clients. We talk with them. We help them dig deeper to the root of their issues.
The real question.
And so during the evening, at one point, I will stand over them and we will have a little conversation and I will guide them to the answers that they're looking for. They will write down the questions that are most important to them. Now we will remind them their questions. And then they'll have
that's what he means by guide them to the answers. He's just helping them ask the questions that they had already written down.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I love about that is it's like, it's not like you're alone in like a cave somewhere. Like you are going to be there having their back, supporting them, making sure they're safe and secure. Like you're going to be totally cognizant and aware of everything that's going around, who's around. So it's not like, There is risk in your physical spiritual health because you have somebody that's trained you two there to support you through this journey. If I'm hearing
every minute, every second, we are right there the whole time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, this is a perfect time for our next break, y'all. In this next break, we will be, after this next break, we will be continuing to talk with Ashana and David about how to heal for real with Iboga. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, myself Cedis, and the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. So definitely stay listening to us through the rest of this episode, because Ashana and David are going to be talking about a special offer that they have for our listeners. So make sure to mention our show when you connect with them. But before we get into that, when we were talking before the break, we were mentioning how a session can go a little bit, the process of it, how the people are supported over the course of 7 days in this amazing journey to go deeper and deeper and really have healing for real. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so I'm wondering if there are any other examples that you have of that really resonate when you're like, wow, this is exactly why I'm doing this type of work, that you would like to share with our listeners.
Oh, there are so many. There are so many yummy examples. The trauma, no names, the trauma with the father.
So this,
in a nutshell.
Yeah. So one of my favorite clients I work with, like, she's a beautiful woman.
We love all of our clients. They're all our favorites.
I love how diplomatic Ashana is. Go ahead. We know you love all your clients. You can express that he loves his client. It's okay. I think we get that.
Without going into too much detail, like, she came to us and during one of our one-on-ones, like, she was doing a lot, she had a long face. So I was like, what's going on? And then she shared with me some extraordinarily traumatic events that happened in her childhood, including the death of a family member. And when we did a ceremony for her, she detoxed a lot. And then at a certain point, like, that death was unresolved. They didn't know what happened. And she had an idea of who it was, but she didn't really want to. It was tormenting her. And she was in her 60s. And that happened when she was 10. So she's been living with that for 50 years. And at one point, she had the questions written down, and I'm reading them to her. And then she asked the medicine, like, you know, what happened to her? And all she saw was a grave.
Because it was a disappearance, not a death. We knew that it was a death because of what the medicine shared with her. But when she came to us, it was a disappearance. The person had disappeared and they didn't know what happened to her.
So she saw the grave and she's like, oh, okay. But what happened to her? Who killed her? Mm-hmm. And the medicine said, you don't need to remember that. And that didn't even occur to her. Occur to her. She realized, wow, I've been, like, my entire life thinking I need to know. And you know what? I don't need to know. I know that she's gone. I know that I can feel her spirit. I know that I can feel her love. That's all I really need to be and enjoy life. And, like, she's been sending us pictures and videos of her finally scuba diving, traveling, doing what she loves, being happy.
I love that. Wow. It sounds like she's definitely tapped into some exuberant living facilitated through the medicine and with your help. It really makes me think of what we mentioned earlier with you, David, saying that you were looking for other ways to connect. And so she was like, I'm looking to connect. If I have this information, maybe I can connect. What if we could have that connection without maybe some of those other things that are erroneous, that are actually not relevant and needed for us to have this true connection to them and to ourselves. So I love that. I love that. It seemed like you wanted to chime in something there, Shauna. Am I missing?
Oh, just now when you say to ourselves, that is one of the main things that this medicine does. A lot of other medicines are like, oh, let's go and be one with everything, and let's go and be with all of the deities, and, you know, or let's just dissociate completely and get away from it all. This medicine really, really, really brings you to you. One of the first things that we walk people through when they're with the medicine after the detox is reconnecting with their soul. Like in this tradition, what a lot of people refer to as the law of attraction, we know that it is our soul going out and getting all of that stuff for us. Our soul isn't confined to this body, but we are not fully connected to our soul. We're not fully aware of just how important that connection is. And this medicine, that's one of the focuses with these sessions, is really, really connecting with your soul, getting that straight, and really connecting with yourself and what that looks like.
That's great. And, you know, I'm curious how this would connect with one of our next guests on December 2nd. Spirit Baptiste is going to be talking about using your divine awareness of your soul and how you as a person, that's actually your branding, and specifically applying it to business. So I think that we could probably talk a lot about how Iboga and this tradition can also benefit business too. And you might want to listen to that conversation. I'm sure I have to connect y'all, because I'm sure you guys would have a lot to talk about as well. I want to make sure that people know that you can connect with David and Ashana through the ibogaworks.com. Iboga is spelled I-B-O-G-A. So ibogaworks.com. And they have healing retreats already going on for Dominican Republic, for Costa Rica, for Canada. And they also are available for private retreats. Hello, for my friends that love hosting parties and gatherings out there, the connectors out there. You can actually have your own little group gathering or even your own private retreat. And they'll walk you through those 7 days and for you to have your own healing journey with this particular wonderful, powerful, yet it sounds very nurturing energy. So it doesn't have to be this upheaval. As much as they're talking about purging, I hope you get that it's actually can be something where you let things go and it's a one and done, remember, versus like you're doing this over and over and over again. This isn't like an allergic reaction type of thing. Okay, so I have a lot of our listeners that have allergies and they talk about their allergies. And then like we mentioned before, our next episode is going to be honoring those who have passed. And it's about us dedicating the episodes to those who have transitioned. Check out the description of that on our page. But we also have a special offer for our listeners. Did you guys want to describe what that offer is?
Of course. So running our retreats, we offer a 10% discount on anyone who registers and mentions this podcast. And we also offer to any listeners a free Bwiti screening. And this is part of what we do in this tradition where, as providers, we're working with the medicine, we take some of it, and then we have a one-on-one with someone and we transmit to them whatever we receive from the medicine.
So it sounds like you'd be getting like a free, like reading using this medicine. So how is it? They said they're channeling, you're getting information. How else would you put that?
It is because then people will be seeking a reading, and that's not always how it happens. Sometimes the medicine, when we do a screening, it's actually the medicine confirming with us what the person actually is sharing. It's okay. Like if a person is sharing a thing and it's not the truth, the medicine will let us know.
Excellent. So then it will provide some more clarity for the person. How can all these screenings and things like that, they can look for at the ibogaworks.com website?
The screening is actually a part of the onboarding process when they're coming into a retreat.
Perfect. Okay. So reach out to them through the website and through all these links. Thank you so much to both of you for being here. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. You're a great three.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.